Will non-Tesla drivers ever get to fill up at a Tesla charging station? David Brancaccio here. For those who worry technology giants may have gotten too much power, we lead with this development that affects the ecosystem known as Apple. If you have an iPhone or iPad, you may soon be able to pay for that fancier sword in a video game without going through Apple's inside the application payment system. This is a concession to software developers who took Apple to court. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some details.
Yeah, and David, this concession comes as part of a proposed settlement in the nearly two-year-old case now. Apple has agreed to allow developers to email users of their apps and let them know of other ways they can pay for in-app purchases, presumably cheaper ways, rather than going through Apple's payment system. Now, developers have been asking for this because Apple charges a commission for in-app purchases, 15 to 30%. With this change, developers will be able to circumvent that. Notably, Apple is still not allowing in-app notifications on how to pay for purchases outside of its ecosystem. Those are the notifications that can pop up on your screen, but app developers instead will be limited to email communications.
And there's another big case involving Apple, right? Brought by Epic Games. Does this proposed settlement affect that?
Well, interestingly, it's the same judge involved. So a reminder, Epic makes the popular Fortnite game, and Epic is challenging the same thing, Apple's grip of in-app purchases. The judge hasn't ruled in that case, but during the trial, she asked questions about why Apple won't allow customers a range of payment options. Apple said that it's a security and privacy issue, but now it's conceding a bit, so we'll see how that affects the Epic case going forward.
Nova, thank you. Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 2 to 3/10 of a percent range now. We're watching for the text of the Federal Reserve Chair's big speech to world central bankers this morning. When might stimulus get turned down a notch? Yesterday, South Korea became the first industrialized country to raise interest rates to stem a borrowing binge there. Marketplace Morning Report podcast, if you missed that discussion on the air. A fancy British car magazine was just about to come out this week with an article claiming, among other things, that Tesla's much-hyped self-driving technology just doesn't work all that well. As it happened, that got eclipsed some by a tweet from Elon Musk to start the week, in which the Tesla CEO himself admitted the current version of his self-driving system is, quote, actually not all that great. But the self-driving part of the magazine article was one of several examinations of hype versus reality involving the Tesla boss. I spoke to veteran automotive writer and lawyer Jamie Kitman, who wrote the piece entitled Elon Musk Doesn't Care What You Think for that British magazine called The Road Rat. Mr. Kitman, thanks for joining me.
Hi, David.
So one of your points here in this piece is there is some you have perceived disconnect between Tesla's purported mission to bring about the electric car revolution and what it actually does.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tesla is fairly credited with accelerating the drive to electric vehicles, but Musk has often claimed to be willing to share Tesla's technology with other companies. And in reality, we've spoken to CEOs of major car companies who tell us that when they approached Tesla, they were basically blown off. And in fact, we're told by Musk himself that why would you want to spend all this money making an electric car when for considerably less money, you could buy all these regulatory credits from us that would exempt your need to make such cars and would save you a lot of money.
Elon Musk has said that out loud?
According to my sources who claim to have been in the room, yes.
Now, to explain, if you are a green electric car company, zero emissions, you get to sell some of your wonderfulness to other companies that aren't quite as clean, and you can make money off of that. That's these clean emissions trading credits.
Well, that's true, and that's really one of the things that funded Tesla through many lean years. I mean, in terms of selling cars, they weren't making money, but in terms of selling ultimately probably billions of dollars of credits, they were really able to, you know, fund their enterprise.
Another thing you heard industry complaints about is Tesla's promises over the years to make its charging stations available to cars from competing companies. That never quite seems to happen.
That's true. Tesla's charging network is probably its greatest competitive advantage, with the most stations and the fastest charge times. Musk has promised for years that he'll share that with other car makers. They just have to ask and work out a licensing arrangement with him. But strangely, that's never happened.
But you saw it. There was a new promise in a tweet from Elon Musk middle of this summer saying they're going to make it easy for people with electric cars from competing companies to use its charging stations. He said something about it being simple.
Right. It turns out it's not that simple. And it also is the case that they've made similar promises throughout the years, none of which has come to fruition.
I mean, did Elon Musk himself or Tesla have any reaction to what you were writing here?
Well, I tried to reach them, but Tesla closed down its press office a while back. And so generally, press inquiries do not go answered.
We tried too. I haven't heard back yet either. Jamie Kipman, an attorney, longtime automobile journalist. His article for the British automotive publication, The Road Rat, is called Elon Musk Doesn't Care What You Think. Jamie Kipman, thank you.
Thank you.
Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our technical director is Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.